Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys!
So it's no secret that Dougie Pointer is the best band member of McFly.
And it was just our luck that he wanted to talk to us about his time in Lindsay Lohan classic, Just My Luck.
Do you know what? No one quite fake eats bowling alley nachos like him.
Ugh, right! Also, side note to management, from now on, only take him to movie premieres in Lamborghinis, okay?
No double-decker buses. Alright, roll tape! So first of all, we want to acknowledge you for your amazing success in McFly. You've released 6 albums, you've won awards, but we are here today to talk about an iconic time, and that was when you were in the film Just My Luck. It's amazing.
The most iconic movie from, I think, all time. Like Star Wars movie?
I've heard exactly the same thing, and I'm excited to talk about it.
Perfect.
I think it was a career highlight, I assume.
It definitely was. I mean, it was like being, that whole time was like being in a movie ourselves. You know, things hadn't really taken off for that long. It just felt like one awesome thing after another that we're being presented with. So I think I remember where we were when we got asked if we want to do it. We were in our band house and we were working like every single day. There'd always be like some kind of promotion, or we were always up super, super early. And usually the information would go to Tom, and then Tom would tell us about things or what the record label had planned for us or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I remember he came downstairs one day and was like, guys, we've been asked to be in a movie with Lindsay Lohan. And at the time, she was big, but not in the way that like she became. Like, she was still, I think, very much like a teen thing. I knew her from Parent Trap. My sister was always had that on when we were growing up. Chris Pine at the time that we hadn't heard of. I think this was like his second film that he'd ever done. I think we had a show, we were going on tour, I think we had a show coming up, and the director Donald came and watched us, and our like small part in the movie just started getting bigger and bigger, and there was like rewrites of the script, and it was just like mental. I think so many awesome things have been happening that maybe we're a bit for me personally, I maybe was like a bit jaded. I was like, oh, of course we're in a Hollywood movie, what else, we're winning awards and we've got number one, yeah, of course we're in a Hollywood movie, it makes sense.
Amazing.
But it was, yeah, and then we flew out there, we started in New Orleans, and that was the beginning of, us making a Hollywood movie, which is the weirdest thing ever.
That's mad, because it's not uncommon for bands to have cameos in movies and TV shows, but this role is prominent. I mean, on my DVD, which I still proudly own and have on display, you're on the front cover of the poster, which is it's huge. You had 2 albums under your belt and you were very, very big in the UK. But for a US film, I think that's such a huge achievement. So that must have been so exciting.
Totally, it really was.
And was this your first acting experience?
I think it was, yeah. We'd obviously done like little bits in our own music videos, just us messing around, and we had like a cameo in Casualty or Holby City. Like really, really quickly. And yeah, I don't remember if they gave us any acting lessons for this, because they just wanted us to be us. I think they thought that it would be a lot like, you know, Tom had that. Tom was Oliver in the West End, and so, you know, he'd had acting experience. I don't remember having any lessons before it, no.
That's amazing. I didn't even know that fact about Tom. I love that.
Yeah. He went to Sylvia Young, I think, with Matt Willis and Busted, Amy Winehouse, Billy Piper. I think she went there.
Wow.
Well, you guys need a follow-up film with all of those people.
Oh, yeah.
Except Amy. Awkward. So you mentioned you were filming in New Orleans, although the film actually takes place in New York. So what stuff were you filming there?
Music trickery, that is, isn't it? It's set in New York, but filmed in New Orleans for tax reasons. I think it was anything that was inside, I think, was shot there, like all of the bowling alley stuff, and I think some of the theater stuff was shot in there as well. All of like a little bit of like a blur, like because we've seen the movie as well, like my memory becomes that, and it's like I forget about all the other little things. I'll have like a memory of like something funny that someone said. I'm like, was that when we were filming Just My Luck? Or but the really cool thing was that we were out there before the hurricane in New Orleans, before like a lot of the really historical stuff has been destroyed. So I've been back since. Yeah, and some of the stuff that was awesome that we saw before is no longer there. Wow. So we were pretty fortunate in that sense. And the music scene there is amazing. Danny was having a field day with like the buskers and stuff. That's totally like Danny's like bluesy scene.
Did you end up busking on the street?
Tom and Danny did, yeah. They sang a Rolling Stones song with this lady.
No way.
I remember that because it was the first time I'd heard that particular song. I was only like 16, 17 at the time, and it was the first time I'd heard that song. So every time I hear it now, I remember that time.
That's so nice. You know, you were just talking about the bowling alley scene. That one is my favourite because all you had to do was eat nachos, which is my kind of acting.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think that was the first thing we shot. And we even managed to mess that up. I think Lindsay is supposed to get electrocuted, or her stunt double gets electrocuted.
Yeah.
And we were obviously like supposed to react to that, but nobody told us to. So we in the very first take of that, I'd love to see it back. No one reacted to someone getting electrocuted. We just sat there eating nachos.
Where's your Oscar?
Yeah.
That's brilliant. So, Lindsay falls off a ladder, just been electrocuted, and you're just hanging out in the bowling alley. Let's uncover that footage.
So when was the last time you watched the film?
Jeez, I think it might have been on the premiere.
Which
was like 2007.
Not every Christmas.
No, God, no. No, my girlfriend wanted to watch it the other night. Well, she really wanted to put it on.
I think you should listen to your girlfriend and listen to it tonight.
No, there's no. I can't watch her. I can't. I don't like, I don't even like watching us like back on regular TV shows. It kills me.
No, she'll fancy you even more because she'll be like, oh man, he's such a good actor.
Yeah, the way he ate those nachos.
Yeah, wow. I'm literally a little boy in that film.
You're amazing in it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Let's talk about the finale performance that the film kind of centers around. McFly performing at the Hard Rock Cafe. You mentioned that, yeah, you were kind of filming all over the place. We heard that the performance itself was in London at the Hammersmith Apollo.
Yeah.
What was the reason for that? Do you know?
I can't remember if we were on tour or we put on that show just for that. I think they wanted an audience and they were maybe like trying to work out how they were going to do it, and well, if we film it in the UK, then we can actually like get fans involved.
Right.
So a lot of the like fan reactions and stuff that are in the movie are genuine reactions to the director coming out saying things like, you know, Danny's hurt his finger, the band aren't going to play, and then the whole like whole audience booing him.
Yeah, blame the director.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's amazing. And then I guess if it's your fans and the audience, you're just going to get a better performance from you guys, and they'll have, you know, genuinely be enjoying it as well. So that's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. It was just fun.
Talk about making an entrance. So for the US premiere, you guys turned up on a double-decker bus. We get it, you're British.
Like things like that, like when you're especially like young and things are really well, like we don't care about a lot of the details and everything that goes into like marketing and all of that. Eventually we just start showing up and someone tells us how, you know, what we got to do.
Yeah.
And I don't remember ever being told that there was going to be a bus a bus picking us up like that.
You're like, where's my Lamborghini?
Yeah, it was this double-decker bus showed up in Los Angeles and we were told to go and sit on the roof of it and pull up at the... Like, no one knew who the hell we were. And so it was just like, what is this? Is this like a stag do or something showing up? Yeah. I remember hiding on the top deck of that because we were all like, so embarrassed.
No.
Well, like, but there's nothing cool about that. Like, even in the UK, if we were to do that, none of us would have thought that was cool. It's just embarrassing to be like standing up in a big vehicle.
No, it's so funny. At least they didn't have you like holding cups of tea and like eating crumpets when you got off board.
Yeah.
So we need to talk about Lindsay for a minute. Like you said, she was kind of at the peak of her career. She'd had The Parent Trap, which is, yeah, one of our favorite films. Freaky Friday. I think she just finished Mean Girls, which obviously blew up a couple years before. Just My Luck. What was it like working opposite her? Like, did you have preconceptions about it?
Yeah, I think, as I said, she was still like on the way up. She was known and she was in some like teen magazines and stuff, but it was still very much like on the up. So, you know, she's definitely a name and it was definitely someone we're excited about meeting. But as soon as we got there and everyone was introduced and we met Chris and the rest of the cast, any of those types of preconceptions were gone. And everyone was just, I think we're all pretty much the same age. I was like the youngest, but everyone was roughly the same age and everyone was really nice and we hung out and everyone had dinner together and stuff and it was just really cool.
We love that. So you got to party and stuff like that. Obviously in America you have to be 21 to go to clubs and did you get to sneak in?
You know what, there was no sneaking to be done because we're with Lindsay
Great.
We would just literally just like rock up. We'd be wearing like whatever the hell we wanted. and we'd be like in this club and no one would be questioned that we were like drinking and stuff. Yeah.
Two pairs of trainers.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing. That's amazing. I need a Lindsay just, you know, going out.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. £20 club entry. Oh, sorry. I'm friends with Lindsay Lohan. That's amazing.
It must have been so fun working with her in that sense.
Yeah, it's cool. But also Chris as well. Chris was so, so friendly and still is. Like, we still, as well, I'm saying that, we don't see him all the time, but when we bump into him, he's so lovely. Is exactly the same dude. I think as soon as we showed up at the hotel in New Orleans the very first day, Tom had an answer phone message on his, I think it was Tom, had an answer phone message on his hotel phone from Chris, just being like, hey man, do you guys want to hang out? And I think we were still like young enough to be like, oh, that's a bit strange. A stranger's calling our phone and wants to, he's an American man.
Oh, I love Chris.
That's sweet. But yeah, I can also imagine, like, we don't know this man. Who are
you? Yeah,
yeah. But, leave us alone.
But you just know that you're going to get on with us?
Yeah. He's so confident, he just assumed. Yeah. He just wanted to go on the double-decker bus for free.
Yeah, that's what it was. Conspiracy.
Exactly.
Always a what's in it for me,
They were all really, really nice. And the crew as well, the director and everyone else involved. They were all just really, really sweet people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe because they've been doing movies for so long and there hadn't actually been a like real band involved in any of the like work that they've done before. And, you know, Americans love slightly rockier music, and the fact that we were at the time like really inspired by the Beatles and stuff. They were all so lovely.
And I guess that this means that everyone's in good shape for a Just My Luck sequel. I mean, let's speak it into existence.
Just My Luckier.
Hey!
Yeah, I don't know how they would make another one. The Luck switches background again.
Oh, not again. That's the trailer.
Harry's still trapped under the stage, like, 14 years later, yeah.
Why is Jesus under here? His hair's grown so long.
Yeah, oh, Harry had some iconic hair in this movie. It was, like, spiky on top, but, like, mullet.
Oh my god! Yeah,
and the sunglasses tucked in the shirt.
Oh yeah.
Vibe.
Yeah, you know what? Like, the thing is that this whole time, the whole time Harry had that terrible haircut, he knew it was bad, and it was the fact that people thought it was gross that made him keep it.
No. Stubbornness.
The more reaction he got out of people, he was like, "Yep, keeping it then if it annoys people."
Oh.
Like, I don't think he even liked it.
No, you guys are great.
Yeah, bring it back. Yeah, that's the thing. Trends seem to come back in like 20-year cycles. So give it a... Although, was it ever trendy? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I mean, Tiger King. I mean, Harry was doing the Tiger King thing way before anyone else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, you're right.
Definitely.
So you mentioned that you probably haven't seen the film since the premiere. So you recall a favorite scene that you enjoyed shooting, or is it all kind of just you tucked it away in a box and you don't want to reopen it?
Because
I love the scene when you're backstage in the dressing room getting ready and everything starts to go wrong. Your guitar string flicks into Danny's eye. Tom starts throwing up.
Oh, yeah. You're amazing throwing up in the bin acting.
Oh god! I forgot about that. Yeah. There is that bit, isn't there?
This film has it all.
No. That scene wasn't really that fun to shoot because it was in such a small room and it was like really, really hot. And like it was in a really old like building, and then the trailers and everything were quite far away from it. It was a bit of a like hassle. The most fun ones were when the trailer was like right next to the set, and you just like walk around on a movie set all day.
Oh.
Like the whole bowling alley stuff was fun. The recording studio scenes were fun. What else? But I don't really have I don't really have memories of actually like shooting the stuff. I just remember being in the trailer a lot and messing around, because we'd have like sometimes 2 days where nothing would happen. We'd just be sat in the trailer messing around, watching the Metallica DVD on repeat.
We need to credit you, because like in all of the interviews that you guys do, like you just get on so well, and it's just so funny to watch all of your interviews are. hilarious.
Well, it's all acting, you see. We've been in a Hollywood movie. It's experience. We're just pretending.
Goes to Hollywood once.
Yeah. So let's skip ahead 14 years. McFly have 6 albums. You've got fans all across the world. You had a huge UK tour planned for this year before all the COVID drama struck. So do you have current plans to reschedule, or what's that looking like?
It's the most, I think, like, confused anyone has ever really been with it, with things like that. We've had people injure backs and everything and know when we're going to be touring next because of that. And now, yeah, I guess we don't really know. And even stuff for next year, if that can still happen. And, there are some ideas floating around about some other ways of doing shows, about actually having a large gathering of people, like the online stuff. And But luckily for us, we had started making an album. We were like, in January, we went into the studio and put down a whole bunch of stuff. Like, we almost overdid it with the amount of work that we gave our producer. But it meant that we had so much to work with when lockdown came in.
Oh, well, that's great then. Because if you've got the time to kind of be at home, you might as well be working on the new stuff and getting that ready.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's been a total blessing, that. Like, having something to work on, and then everything that comes with making an album and the way it's done, and you get a track back every now and again that the producer has messed with, and it's been mixed by someone, and when it goes right and there's a song that you're really excited about, it can completely make your day, and you still feel productive and that you are still in a band, and you're you still got something to live for, you know, your work hasn't been completely shut down.
Oh my gosh, never. Well, if the tour comes back, then we need to come. And if we, we'll try and sneak in backstage. We'll invite Lindsay, and like that's our way in.
It's not as much fun as what everyone thinks backstage. Band members don't go missing. It's literally just four dudes hanging out in a room with hairspray.
Chaos at the O2. Dougie, thank you so, so much for doing this. And
no worries. Thank you very much for having me. Thanks for your time.
Good luck with the tours, if it's virtual or in person, and the new music. We're so excited to hear that as well.
Oh, cool. Thank you very much, guys.
Have a lovely day.
Take care.
See you, Dougie.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.